Blog Talk Radio
presents the Warm Radio
everybody. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and tonight, we are bringing back, I like to call him a friend. I hope he thinks of me the same way. Wonderful guy, Mr. Michael Whalen. He's a composer, musician. He's been on before. He's done so many music soundtracks and for TV, movies. He's had a jingle company. We didn't even talk about that when we were trying to have our show last week. But anyway, Michael was on last week, and unfortunately, I don't know if it was because of the storm. Michael was on the 14th, and we were talking about his new album, Imaginary Trains, and we wanted to play a couple of songs. And in the middle, not even in the middle, I think I selected it, and we were gone. So I just had to bring Michael back tonight so you guys can hear these songs. And we're going to talk about the concert. If you guys want to call in to win tickets to watch the online streaming concert on the 22nd at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. And also, Michael is so generous. I'm not sure if it's a 2 tickets plus CD or 2 tickets or CD. So we're going to find out about that. So, guys, help me welcome Mr. Michael Whalen. Michael, thank you so much for coming back, and my apologies for everything that happened last week.
Joanne, it is completely fine. And, you know, life is filled with second chances. So there you go.
Oh, well, there you go. You can't do it the first time. You know, and that's so funny you say that. You only get one first impression, but yet life is full of second chances, right? What an oxymoron. But it's true.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely. And, you know, and it's been freaky how the weather has affected so much stuff, because I'm in a brand new building here in New York, and the lights flickered, and I was like, what's happening? I'm in the 5 boroughs of New York City. That shouldn't be happening. That's bad. So I'm really happy to be back here.
Yeah, it's been crazy, the weather. Like we were saying, I don't know if I said it last night or to you, but Mother Nature, what a bitch. She teased us. It was gorgeous, and then she took it away, and hopefully this is the end of it, Mike. You know, hopefully this is the end of it. So, listen, let's get into this, because I know you got to run tonight because you're getting ready for the show and you're busy. So let's get into the stuff with the new album, Imaginary Train, so we can play a couple of tunes for folks and whet their appetites so they can join us on the 22nd at 8:30 p.m. So the new album, folks, is called Imaginary Trains. And, Michael, if you want to touch on where the inspiration came for this whole CD, the title, everything. The music is great, by the way. I loved it.
I appreciate that. So Imaginary Trains was inspired by my love of German electronic music, specifically the music from the 1970s into the 1980s, and specifically the group Tangerine Dream, which has been a huge influence on me. So I remember the first time I was conscious of hearing their music, and it was the movie Risky Business in 1983. And there's a scene near the end where Tom Cruise and Rebecca De Mornay are on the L train in Chicago. And they're very happy. They're getting it on. And I remember watching the movie and hearing the music and just being knocked out. I'm like, what is that? And from there, I went and listened to a lot of Tangerine Dream, and then I got into Kraftwerk, and I got into Klaus Schulze, and there's a whole bunch of people in that school. But if you know my music over the last, especially in the last 5 or 10 years for television and my recording projects, you'll definitely hear the influence of Tangerine Dream. I love those rhythmic, kinetic passages, like those repeating patterns, and then you can create a beautiful melody, you can do beautiful chords, you can create something that is both filled with like motion and rhythm and floating and ephemeral all at the same time. So the inspiration for the album is pretty easy. I mean, throughout German electronic music, they make reference to travel or trains or in the case of Kraftwerk, the Autobahn, and I am a train fanatic. So it started when I was in high school. I went to boarding school in Delaware. My parents lived in Washington, D.C. at the time. And so I used to travel from Union Square, Washington, D.C. to Wilmington, Delaware. And, Joanne, over 4 years, I don't even know how many times I did that trip. I probably did that trip, I don't know, 100 times. And I fell in love with trains. I fell in love with sitting in, you know, your seat and the world is going by at 100 miles an hour, but your heart rate is going down. Your breathing slows down a little bit, and it's a very existential state. And I love the idea that you can have lots and lots of motion and still calming you down. And so that was really the impetus and the inspiration that got me started on this. And then I really wanted to use the music as a jumping off point, but I'm very conscious of making a distinction between my influences and trying to imitate other people. And I work really hard to have my music sound like me, even though I am inspired by people and I love talking about my influences, but I'm not trying. I am really not trying to sound like Tangerine Dream.
Well, I said, wow, when you were speaking, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but the way you described it, that is exactly the feel I get from your music.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
And as a commuter who used to take trains all the time, I just put me in your seat and felt the music of how you create it with that feeling of being on the train. Oh, wow. Very cool, Michael. Very cool. Wow. Well, you were originally a drummer, and now you've got like every possible keyboard that is out there, and you've played every single one of them. I mean, just crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a long history of drummers being successful music people. And so I like to think that strong melodies are based on strong rhythm. So like the best of the example is Beethoven's Fifth. Da, 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 da. Mm. Very strong rhythm, very simple melody, but it's very effective. And so I love that I started with drums. I still love playing percussion. I played a bunch of percussion on this new record. It just, the biggest rhythmic thing on the record are these kinetic pulsing arpeggiations and sequences and all these different colors that I put together. I mean, I would say most of the 11 songs on the album, they probably have over 100 tracks apiece on each of the songs. So there's lots of sounds working together. There's lots of textures bouncing off each other. And I don't want people to be thinking about the complexity. I want them to actually be thinking about the simplicity. I want them to kind of rise above all of these colors that I've created, and it becomes very elemental. And I think ultimately, this music is great. Like, it's a Sunday, you're reading the paper, you're hanging out on the couch, and maybe you even drift off to sleep on a Sunday. And, you know, my wife and I, we did this a couple of weeks ago. We were reading the New York Times together, and I put the album on, and she's like, wow, you know, this is such great hangout music. And so what's really interesting about music right now, the idea of dropping all of the associations that people have with genre. Right. So people are like, well, is this electronic music? Is this ambient music? Is this new age music? And I'm like, no, it's really music that you can use as the soundtrack for your life.
Yes.
And you want to walk, to it. You want to drive to it. You want to fall asleep on the couch. You want to be on a train. Sounds great. But at the end of the day, I want it to be a journey. I want it to transport you from point A to point B, whether you're moving or not.
Right. I don't know if you recall, but I was having like a horrible day last week when you were on. Yeah. And when I played your song, it just really put me in a place where I needed to be. It just soothed me. It relaxed me. And I just loved it. And it just took me to another place. It just took me away from everything, you know. But listen, I think we might have an issue here. Last week when I tried to play Dream Together, that's when we got crazy and got knocked off. And I'm unable to scroll my music tracks here, and it looks like it's stuck on Dream Together. So I think I figured out the problem. The only problem we're going to have tonight is I can't scroll to pick the other songs that I wanted to play. I'm not going to touch Dream Together just in case it knocks us off, because I just realized it. Maybe that's the problem. But I really would love to play Distance, if we could play that one right now for everybody so they can get what we're talking about here about the music. So, guys, this is off of Michael's new CD. It's called Imaginary Trains, and it's called Distance. Enjoy this. You're really going to like it. And I had another bad day, Michael, so this is going to really do me good. Hang on, folks. You're going to love it. Distance by Michael Whalen off of Imaginary Trains. and that's not even the one that I wanted everybody to hear, and that just killed it. That's just great too, because the one I wanted, pardon me, the one I wanted to play was without the vocals. You know, I wanted the instrumental, but that I can't scroll, so unfortunately we're not going to be able to play it. But oh my God, Donna, that was Donna Lewis, right? I Love You Always and Forever.
That's the one, and you know the song has a little bit of a funny beginning to it, because I got a number of people to do remixes of the first single, which is called Across the World to Be with You, which is probably the song you wanted to play. I sent her the track. She fell in love with the track, and she did all these vocals. And I was like, wow, what am I going to do with this? Mm. And what I ended up doing was I reorganized her vocal, and then I built a brand new track around, you know, what I had edited and what she had sung. But I kept the melody from the song, from Across the World to Be with You. And I loved it so much that I snuck it in as the 11th track on the album at the very last minute. And I'm really happy I did, because working with Donna is wonderful. She's a lovely, lovely woman. She's so talented. And now we're going to be doing a couple more things together. And I'm so excited about it, because I loved all the stuff that she did in the 90s. And also, I have a career in jingles, and I've worked with so many great singers, and on my television stuff, not so much singing, but on some of my records, like Sleep Cycle and Dream Cycle and a few others, I've had vocal songs here and there, but never really on this level, never really on a level where I'm combining like the kinetic Tangerine Dream thing, ambient music, and then pop, and, you know, and really giving it like that sort of pop, you know, backbeat and that feel. That it was so much fun to do this.
Yeah, and it just works for her vocals, and the melody that she's singing over the music is just, it works great. And I wanted to play Dream Together. That one I liked a lot too. That one really, really chilled me out. That one was really nice. I like Dream Together too. And that's the one that I think we're stuck on. And I can't get, that's the one that knocked us off the air last week. I don't know what happened here, Mike. Listen, you're the tech guy, so I don't really know. I'm not techie at all. So, but, well, now the show on the 22nd, let everybody know about the show on the 22nd. It's streaming. It's April 22nd at 8:30, and let everybody know how they can get a, hey guys, if you want tickets, call in 646-478-0999. Tell everybody how they can, find out more about the show and get tickets if they don't win tonight or can't call in while we're live.
So I decided to do a streaming show, even though things are, you know, loosening up with COVID. I just wanted to be safe. And also, I have a lot of, you know, friends and fans and listeners in other countries. And so I don't know if they were going to fly to the East Coast and watch me do a concert, but I'm doing it at this unbelievable place outside of Philadelphia called EMEAP, which stands for the Electronic Music Education and Preservation Project. And it is the largest private collection of synthesizers, electronics, and stage gear in the world. So I don't even know how many synthesizers, 2,000, 3,000.
You said they had that one collectible. Oh, which one was it? I don't remember.
Well, the scary part is they have a lot of collectibles. And when I pitched this idea about doing a concert from EMEAP, they were really thrilled. And I said, what if I built my dream keyboard rig out of some of the instruments you have? And they're like, sure. So I said, okay. So I went like shopping like a kid in a candy store, and I put together this unbelievable rig of 13 different keyboards. So here are a couple of the notable instruments that I'm going to be playing on Friday.
Mm.
So the first one is Keith Emerson's custom Moog modular. So this is the synthesizer that he toured with Emerson, Lake, and Palmer for years, like almost 40 years with this instrument, and has been called the world's most dangerous synthesizer. It is it is such an intense experience to be playing this thing because it sounds like it's screaming all the time. The sound is so huge. It's really, really a blast. I'm also playing with an instrument called the Yamaha GX1. It's very rare. It's very famous. Keith Emerson had one. Stevie Wonder had one. John Paul Jones from Led Zeppelin had one. Benny Anderson from ABBA still has one, and he still uses it all the time. And it's an enormous instrument. It looks like an organ. It has three keyboards on it, but it is very much a synthesizer. It has a very unique sound to it. It is a blast to play. How people can buy tickets is you can go to Eventbrite, which is, you know, just out there, and just type in my name, Michael Whalen, W-H-A-L-E-N, and you'll see Michael Whalen at MEF. You can buy a ticket. It's only $10, and all of the proceeds, all the ticket proceeds are going to MEF and the work that they do. Well, I mean, their power bill is $3,000 a month, so they need help a little bit, but it's great cause. They have been incredibly nice to me on the times that I've come down to rehearse and prep and do all the technical stuff, because we're going to shoot this with five cameras. We have a camera crew coming down from New York City. It's a big production. And so it's not going to be like all those quarantine concerts that you saw, you know, during the pandemic where like people were playing guitar in their pajamas on an iPhone. It's not going to be that. The sound is going to be great. It's going to look like a TV show. We're doing lighting, we're doing computer graphics. It's going to be really terrific, but you don't have to leave your house to go see it. And so I really hope that people take the opportunity, because I haven't played live in probably 4 years. I mean, two and a half years has been the pandemic.
You haven't played live in four years, and you're going to take on this huge feat. Oh my God, because I'm just picturing you sitting in the middle, being surrounded in a circle by the keyboards, like the picture that you sent me, but even bigger than that, and you just spinning around in a chair and hitting the keys for each song. Oh man, that's going to be so cool to see. Wow.
If you are into electronic music and into synthesizers and electronics, it is a total geek fest. People are going to be looking at this being like, people are like, I literally can't believe this. And I'm like, well, guys, this isn't even the tip of the iceberg at MEF. It's just the place it's like breathtaking. You look at the scope of what they have. It's literally every synthesizer you could ever think of. Or if you picked up a magazine in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, one of those keyboards or maybe multiple of those keyboards are in that building. And so it has been a great privilege to be able to do this, because no one has ever really done like a live event, you know, of this size before. It's going to be very unique. And I think for new people, it's a great way to get into my music and see me interpret my own music live. And if you're a longtime fan, you will be happy because A, I'm performing again, and B, the end of the concert is going to be me doing two piano pieces. So so it's not going to be all synth for the whole hour, but it's a lot of synth.
Yeah. Well, Michael, where can everybody get your older CDs? Because you've got a lot of music out there. So do you have a website in particular, your own, or where should they go?
If you want to stream or download any of my 38 solo records, you can go to any music platform. Just type in my name, you know, Michael Whalen, W-H-A-L-E-N. On Bandcamp, I'm selling Imaginary Trains as a CD, and it's amazing. The pre-orders have been amazing. So many people have bought it. And I was really ready to walk away from CDs a couple of years ago, and people still want them. And also on this record, I did something I've never done before, is that we mixed a Dolby Atmos version of the record. So the record actually, there's a surround sound version of the record, and it is absolutely beautiful. It came out so well. I'm really proud of it. So if you want that immersive experience, you know, you can go to Apple Music and you can listen to the, you know, Atmos version. You can stream the Atmos version. You can download it. It's really quite a treat.
Nice. Well, I am looking forward to seeing it. I really am. I originally couldn't watch it, and now I can, so I'm excited about that. And, oh, my God. Now, YouTube, which song is out on YouTube right now? There's a video. Which one from the album, the new album?
So right now there's two videos. We did a lyric video of Distance, so you can actually understand
oh, cool.
what Donna's saying. Because she's Welsh and sometimes you can't understand everything that she's saying.
Yeah.
And then the first single is Across the World to Be With You. And it's just a beautiful sort of travel log with like incredible footage from like all over the world. And the song was inspired by all the times I've had to leave home and, and sometimes for days, weeks, sometimes months. And the only thing that I'm thinking about on my way home is my wife. Like, I miss her so much when we're not together. Mm-hmm. And so the whole song is really a tribute to her and how supportive she's been, how incredibly patient she is with me. You know, well, hey, you know, I'll be gone for 3 weeks. Bye-bye. And she's so great about it. So
nice.
Yeah, it's a lovely song. It's really a love letter to my wife.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Now, how long did it take you from writing to laying down the tracks, producing everything to complete this CD?
So that's an interesting question because the production of this record started and stopped a few times because I went through this sort of bizarre, I don't know, questioning myself. And usually I'm very decisive. It's like, okay, we're going to go do this. Let's get it done. Okay, now it's done. And I kind of danced around this one a little bit because at first I wasn't quite clear on what the intention was. Because it's like, okay, German electronic music, that's not really enough to do this. And so like we were talking about before, I really got into my memories about being on a train and about having that movement and about really what that felt like. And over the last couple of years, I've had a few medical setbacks. I've been in the hospital a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And I remember, you know, my last surgery was, you know, just 2 months ago in February. And I was listening to the unmastered version of a record in the hospital. And it just gave me so much peace and happiness. And so this record has been framed by my own sort of personal journey recently. And it's definitely fueled by all the nostalgia that I have around trains and travel. And, you know, because it seems like every single song has either a travel at its base as its basic inspiration, or it's talking about going on a journey of some kind.
Well, it's beautiful, the whole thing. I mean, I got to listen to it because you sent it to me prior to the show, and I did pick three songs, and unfortunately, I could play one, but I'm definitely going to see if I can fix this, and I will play it definitely in my music mashup, the other ones. I promise you that, because everybody, if you can't get a chance to go listen to the show or get the CD or... I got to play these for you. They're so good, but you got to go listen to the show and watch it. It sounds fabulous. That's March 22nd, March. Oh my God. Here comes my dyslexia with the March May thing, but it's even not even it's
yeah.
April. It's April. I have a March May thing. I apologize. April 22nd, this Friday, 8:30 PM. Go to Eventbrite, put in Michael's name, Michael Whalen, Whalen. And go check out the new CD. It's really good. And if you really need to find yourself on a day you're having a bad day, this is the music for you. For me, anyway, that's what it does for me. And the album is called Imaginary Trains. Go check it out. Michael, I know you have to run. And my goodness, thank you again for coming back. Oh, real quick, you're not doing jingles anymore, are you? You still doing the jingles?
Occasionally I'll get a call from an agency or like a production company to, you know, submit, you know, a demo or do something. I did a bunch of stuff last year. I actually did probably more commercial music last year than like any time in the last few years. But a lot of it has to do with my schedule. So Imaginary Trains is done. I am working on four other records, all of which are collaborations with other people. And I'm finishing two movie projects. So one's a feature documentary and one's a feature. And so if someone called me for a jingle now, I don't think I could do it.
No, because I don't know if you remember I don't know if you remember our first conversation when you were on, oh my God, I don't even know when you were on, many moons ago, when we first met, but we had something in common with that. I don't know if you recall that conversation that I actually sent the Whalen Music Company jingles at the age of 16. I don't know if you remember that conversation, but that's why I was curious. I didn't know, but I know you don't remember the conversation. You've done interview upon interview after me. So, Michael, thank you so much for coming on again. And again, apologies for the technical difficulties. At least we got through this one. And I'm definitely going to play these songs in the future when I could see if I could fix it. So I hope it wasn't an issue with the download. That's what I'm thinking it might be when I downloaded the one song, for my Dropbox. My Dropbox is full, so I have to empty it out. But Michael, thank you. Good luck and have a great time on the 22nd. I can't wait to see it. I'm definitely tuning in.
Joanne, thank you so much, and I just for the support and the opportunity to talk about this. And guys, check out the music. I think you'll be happy that you did. And thanks so much.
Oh, thank you. And please come back anytime, Michael. You let me know if you ever want to come back on. I'm more than happy to hang out with you again.
Thanks so much. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. Have a great time. All right, everybody. Michael Whalen, go check out the new CD. It is Imaginary Trains. And when I first heard the songs that I couldn't play tonight, last week when Michael was originally on, we got disconnected when I played this song, and I see there's an error message over it, and I didn't see it before, so I'm so sorry. So that's why I didn't play it tonight. I didn't want to take a chance of getting cut off on the show again, and I really had a shitty day, and the music just chilled me out. I needed it, and this distance tonight just did that again for me. And he said, like he said, the majority of the songs are instrumental. He doesn't really do a lot of vocal, and it's just beautiful synthesized keyboards, and to see him do this live is going to be fantastic. Picture you being in a circle. The circle is formed by nothing but keyboards, and he's using these amazing ones that are classics and collectibles. My God, ELP from Emerson, Lake & Palmer's keyboard. That's pretty cool. I wanted to ask him about the Glockenspiel. I love the Glockenspiel. I love the sound that makes. It's a great sound. The CD itself, I got it pre-release, and it officially comes out on the 22nd as well, I think, is the official release. Yeah, I believe the whole album comes out on April 22nd, it'll be available on all platforms where you can get music online. But go check out the show 8:30 p.m. Eastern at Eventbrite. If you guys want to get tickets, if you listen after the live show, PM me or email me, and I will get to Michael and get you those tickets. But you got to do it before the 22nd, and today's the 19th. Oh, today's the 19th. I hope you guys don't mind. I need to do a special shout out. Happy birthday, Marie Carr Superstar. I love you. We all love you and miss you so very much. Marie was crazy, but she was so fun. Happy heavenly birthday, my friend. And that's what she called herself, Marie Carr Superstar. I didn't. You'd say, what's your name? Marika Superstar. Like, she almost did it like, what's her name on Saturday Night Live? Oh, Mary Catherine, I think her name is something like that. But Marie did it before it was done on Saturday Night Live. But she didn't do the stupid move, like the cheerleading moves and all that. She would just say, Marika Superstar. So happy heavenly birthday, darling. We miss you very, very much. Very much. And you've missed a lot. I know you're here with us, but you've missed a lot of good times. I could only imagine the fun we would have. Oh, my God. Thank you again, Michael. And go check out the CD, Imaginary Trains. And the show is streaming Friday, April 22nd, 8:30 p.m. And you get tickets Eventbrite under Michael Whalen, W-H-A-L-E-N. And again, if you reach out to me via email, magicalmusicent@aol.com or applauseradioshow.com. And if you email me or message me on Facebook, if you're a listener from Facebook, I will try and get you those tickets before the 22nd. If you could, he's really busy. He's putting together this humongous show. So, but I'm sure he would shoot me back an email because he's more than happy to give away a CD or tickets to the show. Right. Real quick. Who we got tomorrow night? Oh, that's right. Rick Ventura is going to be on tomorrow from, Riot Act. We're going to play some great rock songs, from their new album, Then Thursday, we've got Kimberly Allen. She's a staff writer over at WeTV, and she's working on the new series. I think it's Your Average American Family. If it's not, I didn't mean to butcher it. I just don't have it in front of me. And then Friday, don't forget Friday, 22nd, Michael's concert. Go check it out. Eventbrite, Michael Whalen, for his new album, Imaginary Trains. The 23rd, Wesley Yor. I can't wait to speak with Wesley. That is going to be fantastic. Huge fan of Saturday Morning Sid and Marty Croft here, and watching TV from You Couldn't Get Me Up. You couldn't get me up to go to school between Monday and Friday. I could not. Not that I couldn't get up. I just didn't want to go. Okay, so, but when Saturday came, I was up at the crack of dawn, and who knows if I even went to sleep, because I remember seeing a lot of Star-Spangled Banners with the American flag, so I don't even know if I slept. I might have stayed up all night just to be up to watch it. I don't remember, but yeah, 6 a.m. I'd be up, and I would not leave that TV for hours. I'd be 2, 3 o'clock maybe. I'd finally get myself moving around the house, because after the Sid and Marty Croft, we then watched American Bandstand, and then we were watching Soul Train in between too. Pardon me. Saturday was the day. I'm not sure we got a lot of kids listening here, but to you kids, we only had Saturday to have adolescent teen TV, so meaning cartoons, and where you guys now have Cartoon Network, Disney Channel, Nickelodeon. Oh my God, who knows what they got now since my kids are big. I don't even know what's out there now. So anyway, we've got Wesley Yor. He played Will Marshall from Land of the Lost, and that's going to be really cool. I can't wait to talk to him. And the 27th, we've got Deuce Martinez. Deuce is from Deuce's Wild Entertainment, and he's also a DJ. He put on the most recent show, 90s Dance Party, over at NJ Pack, and he's also a promoter. And we're going to hang out with Deuce on the 27th. That's going to be great. And Mr. Mike Skill from the Romantics will be back. He's got a new song out on the 29th, and he's actually in the city. He's in New York. If you guys aren't busy, where's my phone? It's got the schedule on it. I got the flyer, but it's in my email, and I can't get there right now, but I have it right here. It's quicker this way. Trust me. For somebody, I know nothing about technology when it comes to this. Anyway, it's Walter Lohr's birthday bash, and it's the Bowery Electric, 327 Bowery East Village in New York, and that's Thursday, April 21st. This week, it starts at 7:30. Going to be some great acts. Mike's there with Ricky Ratt and Brad Elvis, and just to name a few. I mean, there's so many here. And I'll throw some names at you. I don't have my glasses on. Ricky Ratt, Steve Krebs and the Maynard G's, Andy Chernoff from the Dictators, Barry Ryan, the Rockettes, Chuck Bones, the Trash Bags, Sam Harris, The Sweet Things. We've got, Barry April, Matt Lane Joan, Jeff West, Joe Rizzo. Just going to be a great show. So go check it out. It's the Bowery Electric, 327 Bowery, New York City, 7:30, April 21st. And it is for Walter Lohr's birthday bash. And before I forget, too, I don't have the information that I mentioned that I would have today. It's coming. But one of our sponsors, River and Henley, is having their official grand opening on April 29th. So that should be a lot of fun if you guys want to get there for that. Beautiful restaurant, delicious food, and drinks are really great. So New Milford, River and Henley, April 29th, the grand opening. So anyway, I hope everybody's having a good week. What is it? Tomorrow's Wednesday already. So we're almost there. pardon me. We have a show every night this week. Well, we almost did. The 22nd, I got out of, somebody had to reschedule, so that's why I'm free now to check out Michael's show, the Imaginary Trains concert he's putting on streaming. So what else do you want to talk about? You guys want to talk about anything? You can give me a call if you want. And we're also in the process of booking May, and I don't know if you guys were listening. Was it last night? Eileen was on last night. I have to call her. Eileen Shapiro, rock journalist and PR guru. Her book, not Jason Adam. Oh, my God. Eileen, what's the name of your damn book? I had it right here. Well, anyway, I was helping her. I gave her a little hint. Where is it? Waiting for Adam. That's it. I want to say chase. Did I say chasing Adam? Waiting for Adam. Her adventure to interview her bucket list of Adam Ant and the travels she had, the journey to get there. The book is filled with other interviews to her plateau of interviewing Adam Ant, Diana Ross, Cyndi Lauper, Annie Lennox, so many more. She's also wrote the book Star Trek's Medical Reference Manual with Leonard Nimoy and the other cast members she interviewed on there. And she's working on a new book, Waiting for Billy. So that one's about Billy Idol. And I'm hoping I helped her out. That's why I got a call her. I gave her two contacts for Billy Idol. So I hope she gets it. Pardon me, guys. Thing going. That throat thing. So I'm afraid to play. I want to play Dream Together, but I think it's going to knock us off. So I gotta pick a different song, folks. We played Distance. I don't know. How about this one? I love this one. My buddy, Mr. Mel Tillis. I owe him an email as well. Mel, if you're listening, I'm coming. I'm sorry. Hold on, I'm coming. All right, guys. Have a great night. Michael Whalen, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. Join us tomorrow night with Rick Ventura from Riot Act, and that's tomorrow night, April 20th, 9 p.m. Eastern, Rick Ventura, guitarist from Riot Act. I got it. I didn't make a mistake. And yeah, that's what the issue is. I just figured it out, folks, because when I go to click on the song I was just going to play, a number popped up on it, and there is a number stuck on Dream Together. So I'm going to have to remove that song and try and do it again. So what does this say? SPX.com. Okay. I don't know what that is. But yeah, a number comes up when you play the song. And that song has been hanging with a number. Maybe it's too long. Ah, shoot. That's it. It ran over the time. That could be it. That could be it. I don't know. If anybody knows, let me know, because I don't know. All right, folks, thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight. Michael Whalen, Take care, and we'll see you guys tomorrow night with Rick Ventura from Riot Act. Love this song. Good night. Take care. Bye-bye. Have a great rest of the week, and hopefully you tune in tomorrow. Good night. Take care. Bye-bye.
Don't be fooled, thinking this is the last you'll find. But they never stood in the dark with you, love. When you take me in your arms and drive me slowly out of my mind, kiss me, kiss me, and when you do, I know that you will miss me, miss me. Tell you